Welcome to Amplifying Leadership and to Thursday with Tara. I am Tara Lehman, a partner, coach, and consultant at Twin Life Coaching and Business Services, of which Amplifying Leadership is a division. I hope to bring you some information or a key takeaway you can use to build, enhance, or grow your leadership skills with Tip Thursday with Tara. Do your team members really feel safe and comfortable to maybe speak up or share those ideas in a meeting or even admit their mistakes without the fear of reprimand or punishment or even that they're going to feel embarrassed? If they are, then you have a little bit of work to do. If they're not and they do come to you, that's great. Make sure we work with that and with those ideas or those mistakes and talk through the solutions. But if those things aren't working well, perhaps they don't feel psychologically safe to do these things. So if your culture already takes psychological safety very seriously, well done. Remember, there's always ways to improve. So keep listening just in case there's a key takeaway for you today. If you don't find that your team is really sharing ideas or admitting mistakes, or maybe they're finger pointing, there's a little bit of work to be done. So keep listening and we'll give you some tips and tricks today. First, I want to be very clear. Psychological safety isn't just something that's part of a safety checklist. It's not a one and done. It's not a buzzword. It really is a foundation of great, high-performing and engaged teams and, of course, culture. When people feel welcome, heard, valued, and safe to share, they will collaborate with each other more. They'll share their ideas or maybe extra solutions. And they also won't be afraid to tell you about safety issues or to take some smart risks that companies need in order to grow. So let's talk about how we can build a culture where people really do feel safe to contribute and even grow or take some of those risks. So first, we need to be the leader who leads by example. We need to show our vulnerability. When we make a mistake, which I have done as a leader before, we need to make sure people know that we've made the mistake where it makes sense to do so. It's okay for us to share those things because we're human, and it sets the tone for the entire team that, okay, the leader's human too. These things happen. And it allows them to feel trust that if you're going to share with them, they are able to share with you, especially when you make a mistake. And if you make a mistake that affects the team, you need to let them know, you need to own that, but work with them to build solutions about how we can fix this for next time. Even you as a leader needs to do that. We want to encourage those open conversations and very open communication. So when we have, let's say we do make a mistake and we need some solutions, or we need to make decisions around finding some solutions, we can ask our team, and then we need to listen actively. And yes, that listening thing that I talk about a lot is coming up again. It's really, really important. So listening to their feedback. We can ask open questions, whether this is a mistake or we're just looking to help out a client. We can ask open questions, so those that are not answered with a yes or a no. So for example, you know, what are your thoughts on ABC? Or what risks do you see that we may be missing with client XYZ? Remember that we also want to encourage people to share their ideas and solutions with us. So we want to make sure we appreciate everybody for their contributions, not just what the right answers are. It's easy to say thank you for the right answers, but we need to show appreciation for all contributions, even if they fall out of budget or they don't make sense for this particular client. It could help you in the future. So always appreciate whatever contributions and open communication. We also need to reframe our mistakes and look at them as learning opportunities. And if you know me, you know me well, that this is a big one for me. So we don't want to be blaming people or things. We need, again, to ask those open questions. So, okay, everybody, what can we learn from the loss of client, you know, ABC? How can we improve going forward so we don't lose the next big client? We also want to celebrate things we've tried and lessons learned, even if they don't go perfectly or as planned. Why do we want to do that? Because we want to encourage people to consider taking those risks or coming up with different solutions or keep trying so we can move forward. So we can say something like, you know, that strategy we all came up with didn't work as expected. What can we learn from this, and how can we grow going forward for next time should it come up again? We also want to make sure that when people are giving us feedback, which we should be asking for, that we respond positively to it, even if it's something that we don't want to hear. So maybe an employee of yours challenges your idea. Let's not dismiss that. There might be something else that you're not thinking of that they know or want to try. So explore it, even if you disagree, or maybe it's way out of budget. Perhaps you miss something, like I said, or we can use part of their solution if it's way out of budget. Maybe a piece of it can be implemented. Feedback is very, very critical, so be open to it and be very positive about what the people say to you. So we could say something like, you know, I really appreciate you bringing that up. It's a bit out of budget, but let's dig into it a bit so we can understand what we can do. We really do want to recognize and reward our members in some way when they speak up or take risks or when they, you know, support others. And this could be simply by appreciating them, like I mentioned earlier. If it's something, you know, Tara decides we should take this big risk, and as a leader, you go with it and it goes really well and you gain a humongous client out of it, maybe you give a shout out publicly more for that. So that the collaboration, remembering that Tara wasn't the only person who made this happen, so collaboration and innovation is continually looked at and people are willing to consider taking those risks. We really want to, you know, reinforce that culture where contribution is valued more than things being perfect or more than the answer all the time. We want to encourage ideas, innovations, multiple solutions, so that we can then work moving forward, look at what didn't work, what did. So psychological safety, it doesn't happen by accident. It really is built by leaders or business owners when we create that trusting environment. When we encourage honest feedback, even if we don't want to listen to it, and then we listen. We have that open communication. We have engaging discussions around multiple solutions and where we can turn any mistakes or failures into learning opportunities. And for that last one, remember my quote, failure is transformational. Listen to it, learn from it, grow because of it. So as a reminder, safety is not just about the physical safety, and it's not just a checklist or checkbox. That physical safety is vital, but so is psychological safety. Our mental health needs to be considered as well. So, what can you do to build on psychological safety? Maybe with some of these tips this week. Pick something small that you can accomplish this week, or maybe it's a bigger thing that you can do this week. Really consider, how can I further build the psychological safety of my workplace or my team? That is our Tip Thursday with Tara for this week. If you or someone you know is struggling with leadership priorities or wants to start building strong, empowered teams, I am here to help. Please visit our website for more information on all of our programs, coaching, and our RISE leadership program at amplifyingleadership.ca, a Twin Life Coaching and Business Services division. Until next time, remember, leadership matters.